Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, with special guests this week, Martavius Jones and Larry Spiller from the Transition Planning Commission, working on the unification of the schools, joined also by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Les Smith from Fox 13 News. Let's start with the fact that one more piece of legislation eked out of the legislature. I'm going to start with you, Martavius. The ability for the municipal areas to vote to form their own school district. What do you make of that bill?
Well, I think Senator Norris has made some comments that it was only done to help the Transition Planning Commission. I patently disagree with that. I think that everyone who's come together to work on it had a vision. We may have had disparate beliefs coming in, but I think that the work that's been done to date, everyone is on a unified path to do what's best for all children, regardless of where they live.
Senator Norris was on the show last week. We're going to go to some tape of him talking about the bill, which had been passed at that point, but not signed by the governor. Then we'll come back to you, Mr. Spiller.
The path thereon, the path of mere merger, assumes certain facts that may not hold. And they won't know whether, in fact, they're dealing with a 150,000 student merged system, or whether some of the municipalities may indeed vote to form independent systems, municipal systems, in which case the geography will change and the demographics will change, the numbers will change. And so they're speculating in the absence of knowing whether these towns are going to go forward.
I'm going to bring you in, Mr. Spiller. Do you feel like there's clarity? Does the Planning Commission have clarity on whether it's planning for a fully unified district, or that the specter of these suburban schools leaving, does that make your work harder or even impossible?
We're going to set up the system. We're going to unify these two systems on a federal mandate to do that. And we have 150,000 students to look at right now, approximately. So we're going to set up a system that will handle that. If the municipalities decide to form their own districts, then we'll just cut that down and handle 100,000, because that's approximately what it would be.
The real differences in the way that the Shelby County system is operated and the Memphis City School system, specifically about outsourcing of bus drivers, outsourcing of custodial services, how do you guys resolve those issues?
Well, of course, the majority will rule. I can still hold my opinions about the need not to do that, particularly, and my reasons for doing so, those are Shelby Countyans. Those workers who drive the buses, who clean the schools, by and large, they don't live in DeSoto County. They don't take their money to Crittenden County. So if we look at, if we look at just the declining tax revenues of Shelby County and Memphis in particular, I think that outsourcing and adding more ranks to the unemployed perhaps exacerbates that problem.
I don't think anybody can argue with your efforts in trying to improve principals, teacher, the evaluation system that currently is underway. You really think you can get into this, what they call the lemon squad, and get rid of these lemon squad teachers?
I would contend that a lot of those efforts were taking place even before this unification process. And we know that it would be impossible to fully eliminate those less performing teachers. However, there needs to be mechanisms to help improve those that are not performing up to par.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.